Welcome to Alive Experience, the online teaching ministry of Pastor Pascal Ngwe. Pastor Pascal is the senior pastor of Alive Bible Church, a vibrant and growing church with branches across South Africa. Pastor Pascal teaches the Word of God with accuracy and power, always leaving his audience empowered, challenged, and ready for change. As you listen, get ready to be blessed by the Holy Spirit. Now, let's join the message already in progress.
Amen. Amen. Let's continue. It was just a commercial break. The number of branches. You must have a goal. Write the vision down. In this area, how many branches do we want? You might not have all of them in this year, but let's have an idea of what we want to do. So we start bombarding prayers. How many branches do we need? Some of the people that are in the branch right now, they're not supposed to be there. They're supposed to be somewhere starting a branch. The reason why, that's why they are not fruitful. You understand? You see how many lights we have here already. Imagine you are adding more lights. You are adding more lights. It just becomes a waste. And the Bible says you are a light. So all of us come. We are all in the same church. All these lights in the same place. It's a waste. Meanwhile, the darkness is out there. Plenty darkness. But all the lights have come in one spot. This is why you have to be trained fast. You have to develop. Refuse to just remain there. Yes, you are maybe doing choir or you are doing worship or you are doing whatever. No, but you see, Shepherd Modise is here now. Stand up. Shepherd Modise, you see, just by saying yes to the call of God, a certain grace has come on him. I mean, even yourself now, you can't just look at him and you are thinking he's still the Shepherd Modise that was here. Look, even when he's thinking, you can sense that, look, there's something there. Yeah. And the only difference, him the same. All the difference, they just said yes. And they threw themselves in the field. Nobody was trained here. It's not like I sat with this one for 1,000 years. Nobody was trained. Did I train you like I sit with you every day? Ever since he came on holiday, it's tomorrow I'm having time with him so we can discuss Pretoria. Only tomorrow. Ever since he came. It's not like maybe some of us were here, we went to Oral Roberts University. You can do it. You'll be surprised. You'll be surprised that just the way I've been surprised to see that God can actually use me to build churches. That is how surprised you realize, Washington, that you can actually serve God powerfully. You'll be shocked. I am convinced that we have more pastors inside here. Mighty men and women of God that are inside here. I'm very convinced of it. All you need is to take a step of faith and throw yourself in there and start trusting God. You'll be surprised. Yeah. To see Pastor Shepherd Blessing today in the Shabili day, doing God's work, and these people are with him. Hallelujah. Amen. Wow, he's got a beloved. Amen. Shepherd Blessing has a beloved. I'm enjoying ABC. It's nice. The sisters are nice. The brothers are cool. It should not be difficult. Taba, it shouldn't be difficult. You have 2 gold teeth. It should be enough. 2 gold teeth. A beloved must come today. D, bear much fruit by preserving what you already have. You'll be surprised that one of the reasons why you lose is because you don't keep what you already have. If you could just preserve what you already have, you'll have much fruit.
just by preserving what you already, if you can learn how to preserve, how to break the law of decay and decadence, and to stop losing people, like, I mean, your net is not attended. You are a fisherman, but the nets are broken, holes everywhere. Listen to Jesus. And this is the will of God. Like, this is the will of God. Are you listening to that? This is the will of God, that I should not lose even one of all those he has given me, but that I should raise them up at the last day. Like, that is the... So every time you lose people, look, you are not doing the will of God. You are just losing people for free. For free. They get saved today. You don't know what happened to them. No, he said, this is the will of God, that I should not lose. Eh? And he meant even one. Did you know that that's the will? Do you know that God cares about the people he has given you? Do you know that God cares about, and that it is his will? You should cry over the boundary, you know. God gave you that boy. You've lost him. You should cry. I mean, you should really feel that this is a serious problem. I cannot allow myself. I remember that boy. That boy was a prayer machine here. Hey, Ribaone. That is something great God gave you, my son. God gave you that boy. You are, and I used to tell you that, look, even if you've lost everybody else, this one, God has helped you here. Rebona went to Carltonville, came back, change. All it took is one trip to Carltonville. Carltonville trip. When, by the time Rebona came back here, I knew this boy is no more the same person. Yeah. Carltonville trip, that's all. Yeah. But maybe when he went to Carltonville trip, he said, oh no, he's just going on holidays. And I know, but it's, of those you have given, I must be on their case. What's happening? Because you usually have a window of opportunity with a person. Don't lose it. Of all those you have given me, I haven't lost even one. One matters, Shepherd Wandy. One. I'm saying, we will bear much fruit if we preserve what we already have. There are mothers we already have. We need to preserve them. There are fathers we already have. There are sisters and brothers we already have. The lockdown has pushed them away, but if we work hard, if we cry before God, if we do some things, I'm telling you, we're going to bring them back. They'll come back. They've already given us their vote long time ago. They can give it to us again. But God needs shepherds that are not careless and stupid. That, I know, if you want to go. I mean, what are you talking about? You are not like Jesus, you know. Jesus says, I'm the good shepherd. I will leave the 99 and go fight for one. That's Jesus' mind. I can't just sit and let people be, the church is finishing and I'm supervising a finishing church. Where's so and so? Oh no, she left. Where's so? Oh no, he's no more. And then no, he backslid. Oh no, he's back in the world. My goodness. What's happening? You are not fighting enough. Of all you have given me. Look at his next line. All of this is in the book of John. That was John 6. Let's go to John 17. During my time here, he's speaking. During my time here, I protected them by the power of the name you gave me. I guarded them so that not one was lost except the one headed for destruction, as the scriptures foretold. I guarded them, I protected them, not one was lost. Jesus is giving his account and his report. Not one. Not to talk of two. Not one. That is the standard of Jesus. Not three. Not five, not one. You see where that takes us? You must be at the level where you don't allow people to just be lost like that. You must have counseling sessions. You must have all kinds of organized visitations. You must have all kinds of parties just for the person. You must tell the person, look, I don't want you to go anywhere. You must be that vulnerable. My sister, I need you here. You matter in this church. Your presence makes a difference here, my brother. Let no man lie to you. I need you here. You are too proud. You are too hard. That's why people are just, you don't care about them. I mean, you want to go. That's why they're just going. People want to feel that you care about them. Yeah. Brother, things are not the same when you are not here. You must know that one. We need you here. You have your place here. You always have your place here. Can we fix what happened? What happened? Let's talk about what happened. Why did you stop coming? Can we discuss it? Tell me what offended you. Have real conversations. Real conversations. But they say, oh, no, we'll see. What will we see? Be real. Show intention. When you want a girl, listen, you go for her fully. Tato, you remember I asked you before? Yeah, you told me. Yeah. When Tato wanted a girl, it was not a joke. He will plan the move. He will even use another girl to get the one he wants. You understand? Because I want this. Now, you want souls. What are you doing? What are you doing? Because when a guy really wants a girl, he goes all out. You want souls for eternity. Are you going all out? Very lenient. Very negligent. Very proud. Very hard. You cannot get people. You are too dignified. You can't go to certain homes, you see. You don't talk to certain members. You have favorites. You see. You don't have time for some. They are poor. Their shoes are always dirty. You don't have their time. You talk to the dignified ones, the one that can park a car. You should be able to talk to the dignified and the undignified. Balance yourself. When you are with those without cars, behave like one without a car. When you are with those with cars, behave like one with a car. If you have one, anyway. I mean, I just manage yourself well. Yeah. I promise you, this is how you bear much fruit. I'm helping you today. And I'm glad you have the notes so that at least from time to time, just check and say, hey, which areas must I hit now? I think I've tried this one. Let me try a little bit this one. And let's see. Look at his last scripture. He did this to fulfill his own statement. His what? His own statement. I did not lose a single one of those you have given me. It's a promise he made to himself. And he fulfilled it. And this is a good thing to do as a shepherd. I will not lose those that God has given me. I will not lose them. There are people I feel God gave me. If I lose them, I have really lost. Some you cannot, this one, God didn't give me this person. You will know. How they behave around you, you know, you can say it never works. God didn't give them to you. So when they go, it's not a problem. Those 70, Jesus never spoke about it. They were not given to him. But the people God has given you, you will know. This one is supposed to be part of my life. This one, look, you, Lucia, you're supposed to be part of my life. Yeah. Just like you. You are not supposed, you know, you're not supposed to be here. But the day I met you, I knew this girl. Yeah. I knew that something is connected to me and this person. She must be around me. Yeah. That's why she's here today. And she has met a wonderful beloved. Amen. That when we were talking, I mean, I didn't even know Shepherd MC at that time. And she didn't know him either. But I already knew, no, this girl wasn't. There were three here, I think three of you. Mita and the other one. But I didn't feel like that for Mita and for Fridolin. But this one, I said to her, look, you must stick around. Even though your job at Sun City is over, stick around. And she stayed around. Here we are today. Here we are today. The same thing we've seen this one. Seeing this one, you must stay around. You are not supposed to go anywhere. You are supposed to be around here. Yeah, you're supposed to be around because you are connected to us. Yeah, you are here. From the days of the school day, when you started coming, I knew this girl, she's supposed to be in this thing. Yeah. You must recognize people. Must recognize, no, this person is supposed to be connected. This family is supposed to be connected to this. And you start working in a certain way there. You don't just treat things anyhow. That's how we are losing. Yeah. Bring them close, work deeply. And I'm going to deal with that point just now. Praise the Lord. Practical ways to preserve what you already have. Number one, prayer. Number two, visitations. Number three, counseling. And you see, I have highlighted it because I noticed that that's one area that we are not strong yet. We are growing a bit in prayer. We are doing a bit of visitation, but we don't know how to counsel people. So this year, I'm going to be having training on counseling because I really want us to develop in counseling. Do you know that many of you are in this church because I had a counseling session with you? Even though you didn't know it was a counseling session. But I had a bit of time with you. I spoke to you in a certain way. I dealt with certain issues in your life. That's why you are still here. Maybe you don't know, but it's like that. And everybody you lost, a lot of them, you lost them because you didn't do that with them. You were just happy to have them in the church. But you've never really sat, know the problems of this person. Like, go deeper with the person. Go deeper. Break the thing down to a certain degree, you see. And learn the art of doing that, of counseling people, working on them deeply. And interactions, constantly. A shepherd that doesn't want to talk to people, look, you're not going to do well. You're not going to do well. You don't like talking to people. You are always quiet. You cannot do well. You cannot do well. No, me, I'm quiet. I don't, look. Find another job. A shepherd, you are a people's person. A shepherd is always talking. You are all, I mean, my whole life is talking, 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 talking. Become good at talking. Always talking. You are training. You are talking. You are encouraging. You are praying. You are counseling. You are teaching. You are training. You are always talking. And because you are talking a lot, you have a lot of people. You talk less, you'll have less people. Hitler kept talking, morning to night. He'll be having speeches in Berlin. He goes and have another speech there. He kept preaching, talking, talking, until he had the whole Germany in his hands like this, with talking. The whole Germany. Shepherd, every day you are sleeping. You are watching TV. You cannot do well. You should be in people's houses. You should be in people's home, talking, talking, talking to this one. And then after that, you go there, you talk a little bit more. It is that talking, 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 that will bring much fruit. I promise you. Keep talking to them. Keep checking on them. Having time with them. Go visit this one. Have your visitation at itinerary. You know, I'm going to go here. I'm going to do here. And then we're going to pray here. And then I'm just going to go and leave a little gift. I mean, where the other time, my elder brother was celebrating the daughter's birthday. Out of nowhere, his pastor comes with a gift. I said, wow, this man, yo. And they were on their way to another party. They just came to drop the gift and spend some time and pray. And then they moved to the next one. I said, yeah, I know. This man understands these things. You cement your place in people's heart. Yeah. cement your place. It will cost you a little bit, but the rewards will be equally great. Equally great. Yeah. Constant talking. Even if it's two people, if you give them enough time, they'll become three. I promise you. You work on them, they become six. And these are real people. They'll stay with you. But this thing, you come, at least, hey, come. Everybody, come. There's no connection. After that, they are gone. And you are again there by yourself. Take your time. Work deeply. These people that you have, do you know them properly? Do you know their weaknesses? Do you know their problems? Do you know their childhood? Do you know where they are coming from? Do you know what they did before they get where you are? I mean, take time. That is how joints are created. What do you think is called a soul tie? A soul tie is not just that you have sex with somebody. It's that before that sex, there was a lot of talking. And after that sex, there was still a lot of talking. It is the talking that really unites people. The talking. You keep talking to the people. You keep checking on Tabang. You keep checking on Tepang. You keep checking on Jennifer. Don't leave them by themselves. And you're waiting. Okay, guys, we are back now. Okay, I hope you enjoy the holidays. Now it's time to bear much fruit. I'm telling you guys, this year, I will not tolerate any nonsense. They say, look at this man. He's being bushness. I will not tolerate any mistakes. Jennifer, how was Ghana? Okay, now we are back to South Africa. This is the year of bearing much fruit. And I'm telling you guys, my goal is 200 students. Please. Not talking to them. You are leaving them there. You are not checking on them. You are not finding out what's happening with them. You are not a good shepherd. You must become a good shepherd. Amen. Implement the cell system effectively. This one, I'm not going to take nonsense this year. I'm telling you guys. Because this is where we are losing most of the people. There are no cells. Cells are like the little squares of the net. You see the net? It's got those small. Those are cells. Those are your cells. That's how the fish stays inside. Through those small squares. When you don't have those squares, the fish will come out, pew, just like that. I talk about that in another training. Turning the church into one big family. Don't leave people at the level of church. Let's move them to family level. What I mean by that is, mourn with those who mourn. When there's a problem, go there. Be there, please. Be there fully. Let your presence be felt. And when there's a celebration, be there. I'm telling you, that guy, we were having a family party at my brother's house. The pastor showed up with a gift. His pastor. I was very blessed. I can never forget it. Yeah. Then build spiritual joints with the people. That's why that my daughter was telling me today, you know, even when that voice came, when I remember the relationships I have here, I can't do it. The joints, what we've been through together, it must matter. We must have certain things we've gone through together. And we must have a lot of them. I always look for ways to build some joints with people. Because if you don't have joints, people will disjoin. And don't think that calling people to come and work in the church is a joint. Like we are doing the church building and then people are coming. No, look, sometimes they're even offended by that. Let them do that, but then have other things to do with them. You understand? Yeah. Care about them. Help them. And I know some of you are doing it, so just keep doing it at a higher level. Number four. Teach constantly on loyalty and disloyalty. This is very important. John Wesley said, to build the church and to not protect it is a worse mistake, because it's like you build your house and you didn't put doors and windows. You build the church
and you don't invest equal effort to protect it. It's like you have built a nice house, but you didn't build a gate around it to protect it. Anything can just jump in anytime, any day. All the dogs of the area, all the cows are just passing inside. Everything is just having free entrance. You know why we put gates? To remit intruders and to protect what is inside. So Psalm 127 verse 1. Unless the Lord builds the house, the labor and vain that builds it. Look at the next line. Unless the Lord watch over the city. You can't build and not watch. When you build, you must watch. You build, you watch. You build, you watch. Number three, I will build my church, the gates of hell. So you see, every time you are building a church, you are having serious attack from the gates of hell. There must be protection against the gates of hell. You can't just let the gates of hell come and hit. They will prevail if you joke with it. Am I communicating? All right. Are you tired, guys? E, bear much fruit by mending your nets. A little further up the shore, he saw two brothers, James and John, sitting in the boat with their father Zebedee, repairing their net. And he called them to come to. Repairing. Why do you think they were repairing their net? They had gone fishing and their net got broken. And they cannot just say, no, it's a net. We use it like, no, look, that's why you are losing people. You must repair the net. After using the net, take time, repair what is broken. Repair the worship team. Repair the follow-up department. Repair your cards, your welcome cards. Repair your visitors. Repair things, fix things. Repair. Don't just leave things to just be broken. James and John are repairing the nets. Why? If we don't repair the nets, we will not have a good catch next time. Repair. Fix your system. And I've given you practical ways to mend your net. Adopt and implement a care follow-up system. And I'm hoping that Shepherd Peter will help us with this thing because it's been almost a year now. We are still waiting for you, sir. Please help us. A proper follow-up system. When somebody gets born again on Sunday, what is the process? If we don't have a proper process in place, do you understand? It means our net has holes. That's why we keep losing these fish. The nets are not repaired. There's a lot of loopholes in the net. A lot of loopholes. You understand, Shepherd Wandi? Yes. We must repair the nets. Let's fix the nets. Yeah. And the longer Shepherd Peter is keeping with this thing, the longer we are wasting people here. As you are taking your time, we are losing this side. Please submit the project to us so we can decide what to do. Number two, implement STS from this month. STS level one must come back immediately. And have your lessons ready. Have your teachers ready. Do your teacher refresher. Do everything you must do. Get all that back in the system. What are you doing? You are repairing the nets. Because if you'll agree with me, many people are in this church today because of STS. One of them is Leseho. I know that one. That one I know. Leseho, she was not easy to get. Like, she was not coming to this church to become a member of this church. I mean, Leseho, she was, like, you understand, like, she was... But the STS lessons captured her. The net caught her. And she's still here today. Hallelujah. She's still here today. By God's grace, she will be here forever. In the name of Jesus. You see, STS is powerful. You teach people these things that are needed. It's milk. You don't need it. They need it. It's milk for them. A mother doesn't need breast milk, but the child needs breast milk. You cannot say, I'm old. I don't know why you need breast milk. Me, I don't need breast milk. Look, you are old. That's the child. They need it. So you don't need STS. And because you don't need STS, you think it's not necessary. That's why you are losing people. Because your new believers, actually, that's what they need. They need milk. You should have a good dose of STS every Sunday. Level one, level two. You prepare your strong Christian camp. You get people baptized. You understand? You introduce them to our training system, Yellow Line. That like we already have something. I mean, Shepherd Peter, but those things are already, we already have them. The problem is that you don't believe in them. That's why you're not implementing them. And that's why, you know, people are, you see, you cannot just use your own mind. There are systems in place that work. And a real shepherd will be very, very attentive to those things. You'll be able to track your people. How far are you? What's going on? That's how people will be kept properly that way. Adopt and implement a Alive Kids training program. We must have, and I'm trusting that Pastor Pumu will help us with this, we need to have a proper training program for the kids. This morning we saw again, train up the child in the way. And Jesus says, I am the way. Train up a child in the way. That was the revelation God gave us this morning at the baby dedication in Macharora. Train up the child in the way. And Jesus says, I am the way. Powerful revelation, isn't it? Straight from the heart of God to us. Straight from the heart of God. Not read anywhere. God just gave to us. I am the way. So we need to have that program to train them in the way. They must be properly introduced to Jesus. Not so long ago, my wife was interviewing some kids from Sun City, and we realized that they don't know the mother of Jesus' name. Me, even my own children, they didn't know the mother of Jesus' name. They don't know the mother of Jesus. The name is Mary. And this is what the lockdown has done to us. It has stolen a lot. And when we start checking the cost of this lockdown to the church, you'll be surprised. So we need a strong Alive Kids Club. I'm calling it AKC. Alive Kids Club. I'm going to design a new logo for them. The old logo, I'm doing away with it. I need something fresh. And on that same note, I was telling you guys that we need to get in the schools. So we're going to start what we call Alive Youth Club in every major school. That's why I'm calling it AYC. There's AKC and AYC. Yeah. Alive Youth Club. Every school in this area, there must be an Alive Youth Club there. Every school. I'm telling you the truth. Like everybody here, we must work. Shepherd Peter will also be needed there. We must have Alive Youth Club documents, trainings, and programs. We'll copy, because I'm learning this. First Love, they have First Love Club. I say, if they have First Love Club, we're going to have a Alive Youth Club. Simple. Simple and short. Simple and short. So we're going to get in the business to know their training program. If we don't find it, we'll create our own. But a Alive Youth Club will start. In every school here, there will be a AYC. They say, well, no, we are going to for AYC. AYC, we are going for AYC. I like it. Yeah, yeah. Let's go for AYC. No. I met my beloved at AYC 20. No. We met at AYC 2024 or 2025. We met at AYC. AYC, you know, it was our metric year. We met at AYC, and then I hear things like that soon. All these cell leaders must be AYC leaders in schools. They must be going there for assemblies, having AYC clubs everywhere. That's how we're going to, we are bearing much fruit. Those are the things God is giving us. Are you listening to me? Earth, bear much fruit by focusing on raising more leaders. Then he said to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. So if we can fix the issue of workers, we'll have better fruit in the church. So put your focus on raising more leaders. That's where the problem, the harvest is there. There are people all over. What you don't have is workers. That's what we don't have. So a wise shepherd, a wise pastor like I'm doing now, you focus on training workers. And Jesus did it. Look at Luke 10:1. After these things, the Lord appointed 70 others also. At a go. He appointed 70. At a go. Yeah. Because the more leaders you have, the better your fruit. Did you understand, Neo? Yeah, that's how it is. If you just focus on, first of all, developing yourself, and then beginning to raise more leaders. Like I was thinking, let's have more. More people that can do the work. You'll be surprised. You'll be surprised. Practical ways to train your leaders this year. Take note of members that are more committed. Don't just be happy to see them around. Please take note of them and draw them closer. Invite more people to your leadership trainings. Like next time I'm seeing you, I will extend it to a bit more. I was planning to only meet my personal team today, but I push it further to you. Do you see? Because some seeds can fall here and, you know, something can happen. Expand it. Have all kinds of trainings. You get more leaders that way. And be open about it. I want more leaders. Like I'm telling you now, me, I want more branch pastors. I want people to help me start more branches. I want more fruit in 2022. And part of having more fruit in 2022 means we should have more branches. You understand? Pour yourself on your leaders more than the congregation. Don't spend too much time talking to everybody. No, you are not doing it right. Jesus spent most of his time with 12 people. Pour yourself on your leader. Give them your best. Congregation, parables. 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 When I'm with my leaders, I teach things that let's take this relationship to the next. Congregation, I say, just talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord and trust God. Trust God. Trust God. Holy Spirit. That's all. Develop accountability and reward system. There must be an accountability and reward system. Look, those that do better, it must show that they are doing better. And they must be rewarded as well. These things where somebody doesn't do much, he's standing on stage every Sunday talking. It must finish. For you to speak over people's life is a high responsibility. You must have grown to some degree. And in the beginning, we'll be entrusting you with the responsibility, hoping that you will understand that it's not just for show. But if you want to remain at that level, no, then we cannot continue with you. We cannot continue with you. It's a trust you must show yourself deserving of. Because before I stand here to talk to people, I have to pay a lot of price. And I can't just let you stand here and start talking to people. You haven't paid any price. You are not intending to pay any price. You are just enjoying the opportunity it gives you. Because you see, it's a nice thing to stand before people. It is nice. And everybody is looking at you. And you are talking. And you are moving. And you are shaking. And you are singing. It's nice. When you see how people are responding to you, you feel good. But did you earn it? Those people you are talking to, do you love them? Do you know where they stay? Do you pray for them?
Do you have any desire to see them be better? Or for you, it's just a nice part of the service you are coming to do on stage. Do you know their names? Do you know where they live? You see, when you visit them just twice, the next time you stand on stage, you talk in a certain way. Like when you just go to their houses, you see where they live. You see where people are coming from. The next time you are coming on stage, you won't just come on stage and say, "Hallelujah, I feel power, I feel Holy Ghost, oh yes, sir." Oh, no, look. When you see somebody's coming from a shack, they didn't eat yesterday, and you went to visit and they didn't eat. By the time you come on stage, you see them standing there, something will change in your heart. You will speak differently. All this carnality is because of a lack of responsibility. A shepherd must be with the people. It affects how you treat the people. When you talk with more depth. You will be more deep. Yeah. Because you visited them, you know where they live. Hey, you know, these people, they don't need a show. They need God. They really need God. I can't be doing show here. These people need God. And it affects how you treat them. Human beings are very wild, though. They just come there, their carnality takes over. And they start just blasting. But the people we are talking to, some of them didn't eat yesterday. Some of them don't know what they're going to eat after this service. Can you at least have a depth with what you are doing? And that comes only as you spend time with them. As you spend time with the Lord, and as you get close to the people, you get to know the people. You get to feel the people. Yeah. It affects what you do. Even when you are making them sit down, there would be, like if you went to the house last week or 2 weeks ago, and you saw the condition. Hey, don't sit there, please. Come and sit there. No, you will have a different approach. I promise you. I preach the way I preach. Do you know, I preach the way I preach because I'm in touch with my people. I'm in touch with them, so I know I cannot stand and start talking jokes to you. I really want you to do well. I really want you to achieve something. So I don't just want to tell you nice things. I want to speak something that can actually alter the course of your life. And for me to, because I know the current stage you are in. If I'm somewhere up there, I'll just be speaking grammar. To you, my messages will be, the titles alone, it should be a dictionary research for you to understand what I'm talking about. Oh, there are pastors like that. The whole time he's preaching, the people don't know what he's talking about. He is using powerful words and eschatology and all kinds of things. People are just, amen. 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 That's all. He's up the mountain. He's flying. He's seeing Gabriel. No, I heard of a man of God. He had a meeting. And he was being delayed in the meeting. So people waited. He finally came. When he came, he walked on stage. And said, "No, I'm sorry I'm late. Just when I was about to come, Isaiah walked in the room, so I had to stay for a while." You understand that? No, I'm telling you, and it's true. Don't laugh. I'm not saying that he invented it. He's at that level. Now, if I mention his name now, you know. He's very high. When he says Isaiah walked in the room, it's true. Yeah. Apostle Joshua, same man has had encounter with Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul met him, that they spoke. Do you understand? Like, Jesus was down here on earth, Moses came. It's not new. Elisha came and they spoke. It's real. I'm just saying that it's a very high level. It's very high. I'm not at that level yet. I'm with people from Mokuku. This, like, normal. So I can't be saying, no. I'm from, no, it's still, God will take us there by his grace. But we are still at a level where, look, people are struggling. Know them at that level. And let's rise with the people. I'm just calling on us to become a bit more responsible. Become a bit more responsible with your work. Amen? Lord, intervene in Jesus' name. Get all your leaders to soak in Makane camps. It's a training ground. Camps will be announced from time to time, but on your own, knowing the state of your people, pick a camp. One of these training camps. Good job. And I mean, I'm sure if you check on our thing, you see where they are, all those camps. So people go through. No, when I'm saying this, don't just take people now, they are still in yellow. No. Follow through. Get at the camp level and let's get on those camps. Let's get on those camps. Our problem also is that we want to produce fruit too quick. We jump too many stages and then we lose people. We lose people. Train practically by being on the field yourself. These things of giving orders. Do you know what? General Napoleon never lost any major battle. He was on the field every single time, riding his horse with his team. When the soldiers see him, they say, if our general is here himself, I mean, whatever will happen will just happen, because if he does, we are all dying here. He charged his people. I'm telling you. Also, this young one, the great, what was his name? Something the great. Alexander the Great. Similar situation. Alexander the Great never sent to people. No, he is there himself. On the forefront. Fighting. Julius Caesar. Sometimes he will go, other times he send the people. David. 66 battle, he fought all of them. 66. Recorded in scripture. Every battle he fought. In fact, one time they wanted to kill him. And they put, no, Joab said, no, you are getting old. Please, let us do this work now. It's done. Rest. Be on the field. Know the field smell. Yeah. Being on the field delivers you from deceptions. It delivers us. And I always like to say, as young as you are, you can't be on the field. What is the future of your ministry? How far will your ministry go? Because if you cannot have the heat of the field today, understand the field and fight the field, look, you cannot go far. You must know what the field looks like. You must taste what the field tastes like. You must accept the reality of the field. And it will help you prepare your training for your people. You will not be training people with theories. They don't work. They don't work. The person you are reading the book, that's what he knew, because that's what works for him. But now you are having these people. You, apart from that knowledge he's giving you, go on the field yourself. Check the thing. It will affect how you teach. It will change how you teach. Now, if you go on the field just as you stop teaching certain things, you change. And when it's that change that will bring real result. It's as long as you are not getting that real result, that real change, you see that you are just talking in the air. You'll be having a lot of training programs. There will be no effectiveness. Because you don't have the reality of the field. You don't have the reality of the field. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes. Let's be on the field. Let's be on the field. G, bear much fruit by launching into the deep. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a catch. Don't stay there with shallow waters, polishing the same coins every year, same people, same leaders, same. Go deeper. Everywhere you are, there's the deep. You have already finished the shallow waters here. Let's go deeper. Practical ways to launch into the deep. Organize creative community outreach. Stop these funny outreaches that don't have any head or any tail. Sit down with your team and plan a creative way to do the thing. Creatively. We're going to have a dance. We're going to do this. Like, make it more exciting and more interesting. You are going deeper. You are going deeper. You are going deeper. Just that little change will draw certain types of people. It's good to have this normal one, but can we have a bit of more creativity in what you are doing? Can we have some carnivals? Something a bit different that is going to involve all these bastonters that are, they have to wait for Sunday. They have to wait for Sunday for some special. Meanwhile, they could be working all week. We go here, they dance. We go there, they dance. You yourself start preaching. You take your little microphone. You have two dance there. People will gather. You have your follow-up team. You have trained them. You know what? We are here to bear much fruit. We are not here for jokes. Your dancers will be multiplying every week because there's so much work. But we have to all wait for Sunday. Everything is happening on stage. Do you know that all these songs we are singing, are people already tired of them? They know all the dance moves. You know the people that don't know the dance move? The people out there. All these are songs. All these are dance moves. Let's take them to the community. Saturday, 9 a.m. we'll be here. 12 a.m. we are there. 5 p.m. we are there. And we gather everybody. Sunday we are bringing them here. Those are strategies. And I don't say get something new. Use your old stuff. Use the dance that the guests have already mastered. Get them some t-shirts. Praise the Lord. Amen. And did you send me that thing? Did you get me that thing sorted? Okay. We're going to show you. I want us to design t-shirts for the word of the year. Every branch will have its color. So the shepherd have to choose their colors. When we are having joint services, you come here on your with your t-shirts, with your different colors. And we are sitting here, red is here, yellow is there, white is there, all of that. We are all here like this. Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And those are the t-shirts that is going to motivate you this year. When you go for your outreach, much fruit. Much fruit. We are out here for much fruit. It will challenge you when you are wearing it. When you are seeing it, on your phone you are seeing it. Everywhere you are seeing it. I'm training you on it. You see what I'm trying to do tonight? I'm trying to awaken the giants that were already asleep. Some giants that were just relaxing, just waiting for their retirement. A colleague of mine retired last week, but he retired gracefully. Yeah. On his last day of work, he came to me. Yeah. Brother Pascal, you will not see me again. I said, hey, why? No. I'm done. Did you resign? No. No, I'm 60. What? You are 60? Yeah. No, but I'm not stopping. I'm going to go now. After here, I'm getting another job over there. And I said, wow. The man is not tired. He's not tired. Yeah. That's a good way to resign. I mean, to finish. You still have energy and power. And that's what I'm trying to do tonight, to just revive you a little bit inside. Revive you. You were not the way you are. You see the way you have become. You are not like that. This vision, by God's grace, will revive you again. That is my prayer before God, that you will be revived. Not revived. And I'm coming to that just now. Okay, so infiltrate a new school weekly in every term. That is what I'm talking about, the AYC. Do you understand? Organize movie nights. Organize musical concerts. And your musical concert, you just use your basontas. Don't kill yourself. Get the dance team to prepare foul dance. Get the singers to get them prepared like that.
work for the concert. You have a building now. You have speakers. You have chairs. Or buy chairs. And start working. Do you understand? Don't just sit there. No, 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 no. You have people who can sing. Give them work to do. You have drama star. This is time to start activating the whole engine. You cannot continue focusing on Sunday services every day. Look, you cannot bear much fruit like that. Sunday services. Sunday services. Get more things going. Hallelujah. Amen. Get more things going. Get more things going. You'll be surprised. Who is this guy? Dunsen Onyaka. He said something. He said, we celebrate Christmas every we celebrate Christmas every Sunday. God for us, Jesus is born. Like every Sunday is like Jesus is born today. Jesus is born today. I say, wow, that's interesting. I mean, you must make it like Jesus must be celebrated every Sunday. Like every Sunday must be Christmas. It must just be the, you know, the vibe of Christmas. Get every Sunday like that. The vibe of Christmas. Every Sunday is charged. The worship team, everybody is charged. Excellence in the way we dress. I enjoy my guys today, the way they were dressed. It was nice. I said there was a bit of thought in the dance, in the dressing. Just other things we fix. Like start developing higher levels. We must feel that people are thinking. It's part of very much fruit. Yeah, I'm expecting to see some concerts this year. I will come. I'll come and preach for you. I'll come and share a word. But let's enjoy the music. But please don't torture us with people. They don't sing. They come inside. I leave. I leave. Because part of bearing much fruit is developing talent that you have. Develop them. No, no, Marido, Mali, no, Marido, Mali. I pray you never meet that sister. I leave. The Redeemer leaves. I leave. I'm telling you. Organize evangelistic picnics. This one I learned from First Love Pretoria. From time to time, to organize a little picnic and get all some of the members that are not, they don't flow with some of the staff. You get them there. You see, if there's a shepherd that is thinking, these things will be happening. If there's a shepherd that is on his job, not a shepherd that is lost. You see, that's why you must get a beloved. Sort that one so that you stop looking at the other sisters. Just that you are focused. You are focused on the job. Not that, hey, I think it's sister so and so. Hey, no, I think it's... No, you see, you can't do much. Your head is all over. You are always focused. If you are focused well, you will see that you will start doing this job. Yeah, you'll be having proper outreach, proper training. Everything will be working. All things will be working together. Because you see, what I'm giving, I have given you your paperwork for the year. Like, this is enough for you to not have an embarrassing month. You have more than enough material to work with. That is given to you. Get unto person-to-person evangelism. Let's train our people to know how to evangelize one another. Do you understand? On the street. That one is still important. It's very important. And if you cannot know how to train on it, there are shepherds here that can help you. Call them. You don't know how to do outreach. Call them. They will show you. That don't just stay there doing things that are not working. Call them. They help you. Organize for them to come. You know, treat them well. They'll live a great day. We are building one church in many locations, locally and globally. Let's build it together, people of God. Use Basontas to grow attendance and commitment. Use Basontas. Once you set your goal for the year, tell the worship team what you're expecting from them from that goal. You understand? Like the moment, if it's 300, tell them, worship team, I'm expecting 50 from you. Choir, I'm expecting this much. Ashes, I'm expecting. Like, divide everybody. Then the rest is the congregation that you are now working on. So every head of departments, you are not just there to sing songs. You have accountability. Where we want to see development in this branch. You cannot continue having the same three people on stage here. Some of them must be moved to the community. They must go and start singing in the community. Like there are no more singing on Sunday here. Yes, the Sand Village is there. You know, we used to come and evangelize at Sand Village with Bishop. Oh, you don't know. We used to come and put speakers here. Saturday, while it's hot, you come and put your speaker. Your dancers come. Dance. You see, it will change your ministry. You will become a real minister. Sunday service in the chapel is deceiving you. If you like, go to the community a bit, you will see the heat. Yeah, you will see, hey, this thing, I must work on myself. And that is how you will develop. The chapel is deceiving you. You are thinking you are something. Go out. Jesus said, go. Real power is when you go. Real power. Yeah, I could have stayed here at Sun City. It was nice. But when I start going to the community, hey, I realize the challenges. You have to develop. You have to become stronger. Otherwise, you are finished. Amen? Amen. H, we are almost done. I think we are literally, it's still a lot, eh? All right, let's see. Maybe we'll continue next time. H, bear much fruit by focusing more on people than programs. For God so loved the world. Do you understand? God loved the people, not the programs. But God demonstrated his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for giraffes. For us. Christ died for us. The focus was us. Please, while we were here, there was gold, there was lions, there was all those other things. Christ didn't die for any of those things. He put his focus, he's directed his love on us. If you and I are going to do well in ministry, we must focus on people, not on programs. Look at the practical ways. Number one, think about your new converts more than you think about your Sunday clothes. The fact that you think too much about what you're going to wear on Sunday, more than you think about the new convert you had last Sunday, tells me that you are focusing more on the program than the people. You care more about what you're going to wear than you care about the people that God saved last Sunday. Are you aware of that? Uh-huh. That's how that thing is happening. Think about those who miss church meetings more than your Saturday rehearsals and your look for the next Sunday. Look at the type of commitment you have for your Saturday rehearsals. If you had the same level of commitment for the people who meet church last Sunday, you'll do better. Number three. Think about those who came last Sunday and those who didn't come at all.
more than you focus on polishing your Sunday reports and your Sunday pictures. Mercy. You must see the time we put on our Sunday reports and our Sunday pictures. But people, the pictures you are sending, there are people missing in those pictures. And you are not focusing on them. You are rather focusing on sending the pictures of this Sunday. What about the people that are not, that are missing in the pictures? You see what you are doing? Satan has trained you to focus on the program more than the people. Christ died for us. For us. For us. This must matter to us. Think about those who do not have, think about people who do not know about cast box. Oh no, before that. Think about people who haven't been visited, called, counseled, interacted with for months. More than you think about what you will be teaching your team at your next meeting. Is hitting. Look at the type of effort you are putting for your meeting trainings. People have never been visited, they have never been called, they have never been, you are not interested in that. You are just very interested in, nah, this next week I'm going to be teaching on this. Yeah. Think about people who do not know about Castbox, are not listening to messages, haven't gone through STS, are not discipled or allocated to anyone, more than you focus on improving the chapel building. This is where shepherds become very quiet, eh? Think about your children's ministry, the next generation of ABC, more than you think on spending time with your favorite disciples. You are always looking forward to spending time with your disciples, yet your children's ministry has no direction. The kids are not trained. Every week they come and sit there. That doesn't bother you at all. That's the next generation. A true shepherd must be concerned about that generation because they are taking over from us. But I'm just like, oh no, when I meet Shepherd Lawrence, we're going to discuss this. When I meet Shepherd, oh look, please. Can we focus here? Think of the people who are faithfully serving in the church every week, yet you never visited, cancel, spend any amount of time with them. Every week they come and serve nicely. They are there. You are taking them for granted. The last one, I enjoyed this one. Take pictures on Sunday, including empty chairs. Then look more at the pictures with empty chairs than those with a few people. This will heal you and your team faster from your deep deceptions and delusions. You have trained your media team in the deception. That's why there's no growth in the church. Because we are all looking at people and say, no, we are doing well. We are doing well. You know, the day you yourself, you start seeing the empty chairs. You understand? You will have diarrhea. I mean, not a bad diarrhea, but like, you will not, I mean to say, you become restless. Diarrhea makes you restless. It will change you. From next Sunday, tell your photographer, I want all the empty chairs in the thing. So he takes a few nice ones. You know those ones? He takes a few nice ones for your Facebook. Then he takes the real ones for you. Some he must come very close to them like this. Some he must zoom them. Those are the ones you spend your week on, you and your team. I'm telling you, with that prayer, with that fasting, you'll be healed. Deliverance will start happening very, very quickly. You'll feel something quicker. The way we are deceived, eh? Every time, yeah, I know, it's working. We are bearing much fruit. From where? Another thing you are not doing, you are not counting the people well. You are making one person to count the people, and that person was not good at math in school. And they are the one counting your people. And sometimes the person counting your people, they are not fruitful. So they inflate numbers like no business. If it's six, they should, no, it was eight. Because then six and eight is not a lot of, I'm sure there were other two people that we didn't just see them. But they are not fruitful themselves, so they have to always push some numbers. But I'm telling you, if you start taking pictures of empty chairs and you see them, it will touch you. Yeah. Anytime they show you the stadium, even if it's full and there's one empty chair, you will remember that empty chair more than everything else that is there. That empty chair, you say, why was that chair empty? What happened? Somebody died? Maybe they went to the toilet. Like, you'll be asking yourself a lot of questions about that one empty chair. Let's be on the empty chairs. The Lord says that my heart should be full. So, let us not deceive ourselves. I bear much fruit by being full of the Spirit and full of faith. Barnabas was a good man. Hallelujah. Full of the Holy Spirit and strong in faith. Look at the result. And many people were brought to the Lord. Many people were brought to the Lord because one man was full of the Holy Spirit and strong in faith. Many people were brought to the Lord. Barnabas was a good man. And you know why? He was full of the Holy Spirit. And he was full of faith. The New Standard Version says a considerable number of people. Considerable number of people was added. Because of one man. Full of the Spirit. Full of faith. He believes. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Without faith, you can't do well. Without the anointing, you can't do well.
Thank you for listening. May God bless you. Please drop us a comment in the comment section to tell us how this message has helped you. Remember also to subscribe to receive notifications on our latest sermons. You can also watch Pastor Pascal live every Sunday morning from 10 a.m. on our church Facebook page, Alive Bible Church HQ. Or you can worship with us live in one of our branches in Sun City, Macharora, Padzima, Mukwase, Lidach, Rustenburg, and beyond. Have a blessed day, and remember, we are alive to give life.